Back now with Day to Day. What do you get for the person who has everything? For some wealthy New Yorkers, the answer is a new zip code. If you didn't think a set of five numbers could have much cachet, think again. Residents of the Upper East Side are about to have their exclusive zip code cut into three. And this being a question of status and there being New Yorkers, well, there have been a few complaints. And NPR's Mike Pesca has been listening.
If the residents of the 10021 zip code were wiped away, New York would have no mayor, no governor, and no one to tell us they were doing lousy jobs. Michael Bloomberg, Elliot Spitzer, and Rupert Murdoch are three of the well-known inhabitants of 10021. The zip code leads the nation in political donations. It's home to what a recent bestseller calls the world's richest apartment building. And if you want elitism, consider this. A co-op board within the zip code once rejected a former president. Yes, Richard Nixon found himself unwanted on Pennsylvania and Park Avenues. What's so great about this zip code, other than the fact that the TV show Different Strokes was set within its confines? Michelle Clyer is president of Gumley Haft Clyer Real Estate.
Your zip code is your best accessory, and that is probably the most desirable zip code in the country.
When alerted of the change, local resident Harriet Feldman demanded answers.
This is 10021, but they're going to be trificating it into three.
Trificating, making it better?
No, making it into three different zip codes.
Why would that benefit me?
Well, I don't know if it will. They might not change you, but if
why would they make it worse?
Well, I don't know if it'll be worse, but the point is, there's 100,000 people who live here, so it's
100,000 people.
Over 100,000 in this one zip code. But the point is, when you address a letter, they want it to be more targeted. So if you have a different zip code, they make the sorting of letters easier.
Faster.
Yes.
More efficient.
Correct.
Good. I love efficiency.
Well, what if they change your zip code?
If it's a more efficient and gets there faster, I'm all for that.
Well, what about the fact that 10021 has some cachet to it? Do you think that's
I'm
true?
I'm not worried about cachet.
No. You want efficient.
Efficiency.
Got it.
But won't some locals be put off?
Oh, absolutely.
Alex Sands was addressing his mail in the lobby of a post office that may soon be serving 10065.
Yeah, I wouldn't like it. But at the same time, I don't have a lot of ego, so I could handle it.
As it turns out, many Manhattanites do have a lot of ego. And real estate agent Michelle Clyer says people switched out of the elite zip code will be crestfallen.
It's like having a Birkin and trading it in for a Steve Madden, I guess.
Okay, I have no idea what that means. Oh, shoes, they're shoes.
Bags.
Clyer is a veteran of classic New York number upheavals. She remembers when everyone longed for a Plaza or Butterfield telephone exchange. And of course, there came the time when the phone companies started phasing in 646 area codes.
Even I am slightly suspicious when I get somebody who calls me back looking for an expensive apartment and they live in a 646 area code. I might hesitate a little for the board package to have that number on it.
Really? A board might look askance.
A board might wonder, where do these people actually live and why could they not use enough pool to get a 212 number?
But then again, if that same board is now in a new 10065 zip code, who are they to look down?
They'll probably have to take anybody who wants them.
According to Upper East Side numerologist Wilma Carroll, one of the new zip codes, 10075, really has the same characteristics as the old one. But 10065 will be slightly looser and less stuffy. It will become home to perhaps the new elite. Among them, a former New York Giants running back turned television personality, a movie director who urged us to do the right thing, and a brilliant, if overly self-impressed, public radio personality who's obviously living above his means. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.